Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Crystal, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you today?
All right.
That's good. Were you or any loved ones ever diagnosed with meningioma after using the product, Depo Provera?
That's what what?
Meningioma.
That's what it shot, that depot shot.
Yeah, that birth the a contraceptive. Were you diagnosed with meningioma?
I'm not for sure, but I take this shot. I took it for 12 years.
12 years, okay.
But
Do you have any neurological issues or anything like that?
I had surgery on my head or whatever.
What was the surgery for?
Removed some cysts and other stuff off my head or some stuff.
Did you ever have a tumor in your mucous membrane between your brain and your skull? Hello? Hello? Crystal? You there?
They never gave me the outstanding results for that stuff, so whatever. You had to get my medical record and see.
Yeah. Well, you would be
They
able
never
to.
told me.
If you can confirm that you had a meningioma diagnosis, we would be able to pull the records. What year was it you had the surgery and were diagnosed with meningioma?
In 2022.
2022. Okay. Right. And so you had a tumor on your brain or something of the sort. So it was labeled meningioma.
Yeah.
When was the meningioma diagnosed?
When it was diagnosed,
Yes.
that was in the date. You want the date?
Yeah, just a rough month, year.
It was like round. It was cold, like. Now it was hot back in July, something like that.
Of 22.
Yep.
What years
Yeah.
did you use the
Then
depot?
I used that shot in 20, I think 2012.
That's when you first started, till about
Then I
22.
used that. Yep.
Okay. And then you would like to see if you do meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit. That is correct.
Yes.
One second.
Because I got to have surgery on my stomach too. So I don't know when it's going to take place, but
I'm sorry.
it's going to be soon.
No. And then you do not already have an attorney assisting you in regards to filing a claim with this, right?
No, I don't.
Right. And then you can affirm you have not signed anything, correct, in regards to this?
Any what?
You have not signed any documents in regards to this with another law firm, correct?
No.
Right. You're filing this claim for yourself. You are a resident of the United States, that is correct.
Yeah.
And then you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, that is correct. That would be the brain problem you had.
Yeah.
Meningioma, all right. And it was meningioma of the brain, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was diagnosed, you said, around July of 2022?
Yeah, because it was round hot, I think.
Yeah, no, it's just roughly, just so they can start pulling the records. They just need to know roughly when. So July of 2022. And then, Miss Tate, what is your date of birth?
30, 1980.
30, 1980. Okay. And then, do you know anybody else that was injured by the Depo-Provera in the same way?
No.
Okay, no worries. And you did consume the brand name Depo-Provera contraceptive, that is right.
That's correct.
Okay. And you did use the, I know I asked you this earlier, it's redundant, but you did use the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum.
Yep, so I used it 2012, 13, 14.
To 2026, to about 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you did use it, you can confirm between 2012 to 2022, within 1 year, you did up four injections prior to diagnosis.
Yeah.
Okay. 101, 2022. And I know this is redundant as we were speaking about contraceptive for females, but can you confirm your gender for me, Miss Tate?
Female.
Thank you. And then first name is Crystal, last name Tate, Tate.
That's correct.
Okay. And what is your social?
My social is 4253983856.
8356.
Yep.
And then email is crystaltate599@gmail.com.
That's correct.
All right. And then this, of course, is the best number to reach on, 601-738-1092.
That's correct.
Okay. And it's a cell phone?
Yes.
And let me see if your address is on here. It is not. What is your best physical address, Crystal?
137 Martin Luther King Avenue.
Martin.
And that's Port Gibson, Mississippi.
What was that? What was the city? I'm sorry.
Port Gibson, Mississippi.
Port Gibson. Is that 39865 zip code or 42?
39150.
3991.
No, it's 39150.
Yeah, I got it. Sorry, I put 399 at first. 137 Martin Luther King Avenue.
That's correct.
And this is a house or is this an apartment, condo?
That is a house.
Okay. All right. Second. Port Gibson. There we go. And that's Claiborne County, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that was administered by the doctor, right? Or the medical staff when you got the Depo Provera? It wasn't yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many times would you say over those 10 years were you injected with the Depo Provera? Would this have been like 10, 15, 20? Because I know it's around 4 times or so a year.
Maybe 10 to 20 times, I guess. I think 10.
Okay, I'll put 10 down. It's just rough estimates. It's fine. They'll pull all the records. And then what was the facility's name or the doctor's name that administered the Depo?
Dr. David Headley.
Can you spell the last name?
Headley. David Headley.
Headley. H-E-T-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
And he's in Port Gibson?
Yes.
Okay, I'll find him.
It's 410 Market Street.
Yep, 405 Market Street, right? I found him right here.
Yeah.
Dr. David M. Headley, H-E-A-D-L-E-Y, on 405 Market Street, Port Gibson.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that was the name of the facility. It's his office. And he's a family practitioner, that is right?
Yep, he does like a regular doctor's office.
Yep. Got it right here. And then put that down. He's the same one that prescribed you the Depo Provera. I'm taking it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Facility name is the same as his name. The address of 405. What pharmacy do you go to?
There used to be Save Right.
Save Right?
But now. Yeah, they were back way back here, but now is what's the name of that pharmacy over there? I forgot. But the new one they got it over there. I forgot
what that name see. Is. So do you go?
Oh,
so you
small town.
Small town. Okay, I see it on 1005 Market.
Yeah, it is a small town, but it used to be Save Right way back, but they didn't change the name. We ain't got no Save Right no more. So it's just small time.
I see. That Save Right closed, that one on Church Street?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. All right. All right. Let me put the address here. There we go. I like the name, though. Small Town Pharmacy. It's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
And then... the method of diagnosis they obtained for the meningioma, was that through CAT scan? Was that an MRI or both?
I did the MRI and the CAT scan.
Both, yeah. Okay. And what hospital was this at, or what was the doctor's name that you got diagnosed to? If you can give me the hospital or the doctor, whichever one works.
The hospital, it was Port Gibson Medical Center.
Okay.
It's off. I don't know what the address it is.
Oh, I'll find it. 703 Farmer Street.
That's in Port Gibson.
Yes, Port Gibson.
Yep. The hospital out there on 547.
Let me see one second. Make sure it's the right one.
That ain't on Palmer Street, I don't think. That's all 547.
547, okay, hold on.
I think it's medical something. I forgot the name of the hospital. But it used to be Claiborne County Hospital.
Oh, I see. Claiborne County Family Health, and it's off US 61.
No, that ain't it. That's the Family Health Center.
Okay.
You got to look for the hospital.
Let's see, hold on. Look up, it's in Port Gibson, right?
Yep.
Look right now. Yeah, the only hospital coming up for me is the Claiborne County Medical Center off of 123 Macomb Avenue.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. That was the facility name. I just need to put the address down here. I'll get it right now. Take me a second, sorry. And then I'm going to send you a document here in just a second. Once I finish putting all these addresses in, we'll complete that, and then the attorneys will be able to reach out to you in regards to this. And then the doctor you saw at Claiborne County Medical Center, the hospital, that was a neurologist in regards to the meningioma, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you had any previous cancer diagnoses?
No.
Okay. Okay. One second. Let me put the doctor's name again. And facility, Claiborne County. Were you hospitalized for the meningioma at all?
Did I do what?
Were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma, the brain problem?
No.
No? Okay. And then what treatments did you receive for it at all? Did you take medications, any immunotherapy, anything like that, or just a surgery?
Just a surgery.
Surgery, okay. And did you get any medications as well or no after?
Well, they gave me some
pain medicine. Okay, no, pain medication. Yep. Okay.
That's some Toradol.
Okay. Okay. And then there are a copy of medical records that do exist for you, correct? We spoke about that in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then would you like to add an emergency contact, Ms. Tate? It's not necessary.
I don't have one anyway.
No. Okay. No worries. I get that. I don't have one myself. Gmail.com, N-A. Oh, one second. I didn't check a box. Hold on. 4 injections, yes. And then you did use Depo-Provera. I know it's use it 2012 to 2022, but use it sometime between 1992 and current day, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me confirm everything with you, and then I will send you the documents. We'll complete them, and then the lawyers will start pulling your medical records to substantiate your claim so that you can start getting compensation in regards to this, okay? And then you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. You do not have an attorney in regards to this, and you are a resident of the United States. That is all correct?
That's correct.
All right. And then you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and that was meningioma over the brain, and you would have been diagnosed sometime around July, roughly, of 2022. That is correct?
That's correct.
All right. And then your date of birth is 12/30, so December 30th, 1980. That's right?
That's right.
Well, happy belated birthday. And then you did consume the brand name Depo-Provera. That is correct. Depo-Provera was the brand. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and you had 4 injections prior to diagnosis. That is correct?
That is correct.
And then you used Depo-Provera, of course, sometime between 92 and current day. That had been roughly between 2012 to 2022. And you are, of course, a female. First name Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Last name Tate, T-A-T-E. You are not a junior, senior, second, third, or fourth. That is all correct?
That's correct.
And then is it okay if I repeat your social back to you?
Yes.
425-398-356.
That's correct.
Email address of Crystal Tate 5.